Ever wondered why some businesses thrive while others with similar products struggle? Traction introduces the Entrepreneurial Operating System, a practical framework that has transformed chaotic operations into strategic powerhouses across industries. This is an abstract theory, but a proven methodology that addresses the universal frustrations keeping entrepreneurs awake: lack of control, people problems, insufficient profit, stalled growth, and ineffective strategies. The beauty lies in its simplicity. By focusing on six key components, complex business challenges become manageable without requiring an MBA. Think of EOS as the operating system for your company. When fully implemented, it creates an environment where problems are solved permanently, decisions are made confidently, and growth becomes predictable rather than chaotic. Imagine your business as a house. The vision component serves as your blueprint, clarifying where you're going and how you'll get there. Without this clarity, you're essentially building blindly. The people component ensures you have the right team members in the right roles, because even the best blueprint fails with the wrong builders. The data component provides objective measurements rather than gut feelings. Would you trust a builder who eyeballs measurements instead of using a tape measure? The issues component acknowledges that problems will arise and provides a framework to solve them permanently rather than repeatedly applying band-aids. The process component creates consistency. Imagine if each wall in your house was built using a different technique. Finally, the traction component transforms plans into reality through disciplined action and accountability. What makes this system powerful is its holistic approach. Strengthening just one or two components might create temporary improvements, but lasting transformation comes from developing all six in harmony. When vision aligns with the right people, guided by objective data, solving issues systematically, following consistent processes, and executing with discipline, that's when businesses break through their growth ceilings and achieve remarkable results. Many businesses hit growth ceilings because entrepreneurs can't let go. The business becomes their baby, creating a bottleneck where every decision flows through them. Like swinging through a jungle, business growth requires releasing one vine to grab the next. Building a true leadership team, not just department heads, but a cohesive unit that owns the company's vision, is essential. Growth ceilings are natural, but response matters. Schechter Wealth Strategies exemplifies this by reorganizing internally before expanding, leading to 50% annual growth through a stronger foundation. Breaking through requires five key abilities: simplifying complexity, delegating effectively, anticipating challenges, systemizing processes, and structuring for growth. Success demands commitment to a single operating system rather than mixing multiple management philosophies. When teams don't align with your vision, the issue often isn't comprehension, it's that the vision remains undocumented. The Vision/Traction Organizer, the VTO, offers a two-page framework that transforms complex strategy into eight essential questions that create organizational alignment. The framework starts with core values, the fundamental beliefs that drive hiring, firing, and recognition decisions. Your core focus identifies where passion meets expertise, helping avoid distractions. A 10-year target provides inspiring long-term direction, while your marketing strategy defines ideal customers and competitive advantages through your three uniques, the qualities that truly differentiate you in the marketplace. Ever hired someone who looked perfect on paper but didn't work out? These situations demonstrate why the people component is crucial. Without the right team, even the best vision fails. The first step is ensuring alignment with core values using the People Analyzer tool. Rate team members as plus, plus minus, or minus based on how they demonstrate each value through actions. The three-strike rule manages shortfalls: first conversation with 30 days to improve, second conversation for another chance, and if no progress, separation. People must also be in the right roles. The accountability chart focuses on functions rather than titles, with one person accountable for each major function. The GWC assessment confirms fit. Does the person get it, understand, want it, desire, and have capacity, skills, and time for the role? Like Tyler discovered, replacing misaligned team members, even long-term ones, can positively transform an organization. Building your A-team isn't about perfection, but finding people who align with your values and needs. As Jim Collins noted, the right people don't need to be tightly managed. They will be self-motivated by the inner drive to produce the best results. Have you noticed the same problems resurfacing in your business? These persistent issues drain resources and prevent growth. The issues component provides a systematic approach to permanently resolving problems rather than applying temporary fixes. The foundation is creating an environment where problems can be openly acknowledged without blame. The issues list becomes your repository for capturing problems as they arise, from strategic concerns to operational challenges. By documenting problems rather than keeping them in your head, you ensure nothing falls through the cracks. The issue-solving track follows three steps: identify, discuss, solve, IDS. First, ensure you're addressing the real issue, not just a symptom. Then, engage in discussion focused on root causes. Finally, determine specific actions that will permanently resolve the problem with clear ownership and timelines. A manufacturing company struggled with quality problems in their assembly process. Using the IDS process, they identified that the real issue was inadequate training and unclear assembly instructions. By addressing these root causes, they reduced defects by 67% and eliminated most inspections. By creating a culture where issues are welcomed rather than avoided, you transform problems from obstacles into opportunities for improvement. Each resolved issue strengthens your organization and moves you closer to your vision. Vision without execution is just a dream. The traction component transforms ideas into results through discipline, accountability, and focus. Organizations often struggle with execution due to lack of structure. Meetings become unproductive, and shifting priorities prevent progress. The traction component solves this through two key practices, ROCs and Meeting Pulse. ROCs are the 3 to 7 most critical priorities for the next 90 days. Limiting priorities ensures completion rather than scattered progress. Like filling a glass cylinder, placing the big ROCs, strategic priorities, first allows everything else to fit around them. The 90-day world creates an ideal rhythm for achievement, long enough for meaningful progress but short enough to maintain urgency. The Meeting Pulse establishes consistent accountability through quarterly strategic meetings and weekly Level 10 meetings for execution. Level 10 meetings are distinctive. They're punctual, follow a consistent agenda, focus on problem solving, and include performance ratings. One technology company implemented this approach and saw their growth rate surge from 5% to 22% annually. This discipline, while challenging, creates freedom to focus on what matters. As one business owner noted, "For the first time in years, we're driving the business rather than it driving us."